From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. With 2 months old cessation of hostilities agreement in Syria rapidly disintegrating, U.S. and Russia are working to reinforce ceasefires in Latakia in the suburb of Damascus. Meantime, there are concerns about the ongoing airstrikes on Aleppo, where more than 230 have died in recent days. A suicide bomber driving a car near a group of Shiite Muslim pilgrims outside of Baghdad exploded today. At least 17 were killed, 40 others wounded. No one immediately took credit for that bombing. U.S. military has disciplined 16 service members for their roles in a deadly airstrike on an Afghan hospital last year that left 42 people dead. General Joseph Votel, the head of the U.S. Central Command, says an investigation found the tragedy was somewhat the result of equipment failures.
The investigation concluded that certain personnel failed to comply with the rules of engagement and the law of armed conflict. However, the investigation did not conclude that these failures amounted to a war crime.
The general said the hospital, which was operated by Doctors Without Borders, was mistakenly attacked and that the real target was an insurgent stronghold about 400 meters away. Rescue crews in the Kenyan capital Nairobi are searching for survivors after flooding caused a 7-story building to collapse, killing at least 7 people, trapping an unknown number of others. Spokeswoman for the Kenyan Red Cross said authorities don't know how many people are trapped in the rubble. Large residential building was located in a low-income, highly populated neighborhood in Nairobi. Heavy rains caused flooding and landslides in many parts of the city. This is VOA News. The future of Africa's elephants and their habitats is the focus of a 3-day high-level summit in Kenya. VOA's Joel Craig is attending that summit and has our report.
More than 200 people from the business, diplomatic, conservation, entertainment, philanthropic, and tourism communities attended the first day of Giants Club Summit talks near Mount Kenya on Friday. The goal is to find ways to stop the slaughter of Africa's elephants. And perhaps more importantly, for government leaders to flex their political muscle in support of the cause. Kenya's President Kenyatta gave the opening address.
The protection of giants, therefore, requires the combined wisdom of our elders, as well as the hope of our youth.
Kenyatta's attendance at the summit, along with Uganda's President Yoweri Museveni and Gabon President Ali Bongo Ondimba, makes the event the highest level of its kind. Panelists Friday covered issues like the importance of properly training and motivating wildlife rangers, building a strong judiciary, and getting communities on board with conservation efforts. Jill Craig, VOA News, Nanyuki, Kenya.
Unofficial results from Iran's parliamentary runoff election show that reformist and moderate politicians allied with President Hassan Rouhani won more seats than their conservative rivals and will likely have control over the legislature. Iranians began voting Friday to fill the 68 seats that no candidate won decisively in the first round of voting held back in February. In U.S. politics, frontrunner Donald Trump has taken his presidential campaign to the state of California, bypassing hundreds of protesters outside the California Republican Party's annual convention near San Francisco. The night before, he had addressed Republicans at the Costa Mesa Convention Center that's in Southern California. For the Democrats, Hillary Clinton has a 9-point lead over Trump in the general election we're being held today rather than in November. President Obama and his wife Michelle hosted the annual International Jazz Day concert at the White House on Friday night.
For 5 years, International Jazz Day's main event has been celebrated around the world from Istanbul to Osaka, to Paris. So we couldn't be prouder that this year, jazz comes back home to America.
Many artists performed Friday night, including Aretha Franklin, Hugh Masekela, Herbie Hancock, Al Jarreau, Diana Krall, Sting, Chick Corea, Terrence Ballard, and Buddy Guy. And the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival, in its second weekend, the big-name acts, including Paul Simon, the rock band My Morning Jacket, and singer-songwriter Lauryn Hill. Big part of the festival is remembering music legends such as Prince, who died recently.
That's the latest world news from VOA.